taught me basketball, and I love that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me.
I need help.
I need someone to stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him goal. And not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders, help me out.
It's unbelievable. What a courageous effort from our basketball volunteers today. Absolutely courageous, courageous, courageous. After getting absolutely blowed out last time out with Vanderbilt, Tennessee turns around. If I'd have told you coming into the week that the Vols would go 1-1, you'd have taken it. You'd have taken her. And as I've said all year about this team, depending on the night, these guys can look like a 9-23 team or a 23-9 team. And that's college basketball. Thank you, sweetheart. And I'm getting plugged in as we speak. It's always fun. Lots of moving parts here. Wrong chord, sweetie. Hey, sweetie, wrong chord. I don't know what I'm thinking, but at some point we're going to figure this out. We have a Basketball Jones here, ladies and gentlemen. As I welcome you to another edition, the Vols are back to 500. 3 wins in the league. Kevin Punter with a career high. That was a lot of fun. In a game where Tennessee looked like they had some life, some energy, and some pop, and they dispatched South Carolina, who came in to today a 17-1 basketball team. And Carrera is a great player. He's fun to watch. South Carolina, though, when you watch them, they don't do anything all that spectacular. Tennessee is so close. And they've been close all year. It's great for them to get a top 25 win against somebody. It's good for that team. It's good to get a moment to celebrate. Go out today and play in the snow that didn't come and enjoy yourself. And but that was fun. That's why we're fans. And that was a great time. So the Vols get a win today. We'll go through the numbers here momentarily. Bottom line is, when you shoot the ball well like that, you're going to win games. And South Carolina had one of those days that we've had this year a couple times, which is that they had inopportune turnovers. They couldn't throw it in the ocean at times. All kinds of things were going wrong for them. And they, inopportune loose balls. It was just one of those days for them. And I'm glad. I'm glad to be a beneficiary of that. So Tennessee wins on a snowy day in Knoxville. And it was really exciting. I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy for the veterans on that team who have hung in and have not been able to finish games. And today they were. And good for them. That is a really, really nice win. And I'll say this. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. I thought it was a really, really strong effort, and I'm proud of Tennessee, who gets a victory today as they defeat South Carolina. The final score, 78-69. Keith Hatfield will be by. This, this edition, as we talk about this game, I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it is your smart way. Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. And our volunteers get it done with the green power today. Green power. That's what we had. We're thinking about the green power. Vols win. Again, punter in the game, 36. Count 'em, 3-6. How fun is it to watch that guy play basketball? How fun. Byron, call me, 865-679-4762. Go to my website, Byron. I'd love to have you. I'd love to have you. So much great to take away from this game today. Hubs, as my son turned to me today, said, "Dad, we got good RH3 today." He was dialed in. He was dialed in today. He was dialed in today. And Hubs gets a lot of credit when he comes to play like that. But today, a total team effort. Even though punter carries the day with 36. Kyle Alexander's growing on me. Even though he's got to get stronger. You saw that a couple times. Hey, I'll tell you what about South Carolina. They were terrible today, okay? They couldn't throw it in the ocean. They're 4 of 14 from three-point range. 25 of 60 from the field, which is kind of a poor shooting night for them. They are some tough hombres, though. That's a tough basketball team. That's a really solid win for the Vols. That is a really solid win for our basketball Vols. It really is. How about Hubs today? As Zach says, trying to go up and over some people and posterize some folks today. What to be said about that? That's incredible. Where did that come from? Somebody tell me where that came from today. The big question, though, about this season, the big question is, what has happened to poor Amani Moore? What has happened to him? He looks so uncomfortable out there. I feel sorry for that kid. Now, for those of you that are making your way from the game, we are also periscoping today's festivities. And I am wearing a Jerry Green shirt. I was thinking about, in honor of Carrera, putting the biggest Band-Aid brand Band-Aid, hoping to get a sponsorship from them. I was thinking about getting a Band-Aid brand Band-Aid and sticking it right on my face in honor of Carrera. That son of a gun could play for me any day of the week. Kevin Punter is so damn fun to watch. He is so fun to watch. I love how fun to watch he is. Really fun. I bring Keith Hatfield in here. Basketball Vols back over 500. Complete a week after Vanderbilt trashes them in Thompson Bowling Arena. Tennessee comes back today, beats a top 25 team in South Carolina. And Keith, I got to give you credit. You said when Carolina won that game, and really Carolina had no business winning that game with Ole Miss the other night, but you said when they did, they got their one road win this week. They needed what they needed to do. And Tennessee came out and stole one today. Really proud of the Vols.
Well, Tony, that's what's starting to happen. I mean, that's one place the college game is getting more and more like the NBA, in that you had a two-game road trip and you get the first game. The chances of you coming out and playing great in that second game aren't very high. So yep. I thought that's what happened today. South Carolina, that's not their best. But certainly, I think you're going to give Tennessee credit. Tennessee played fantastic. That's about as well as Tennessee can play. I don't think you're going to see, other than, your seniors, Devin Bachman, Armani Moore, have got to be smarter with the ball down the stretch than they were. I mean, you can't be throwing the ball around like it's radioactive the last 5 minutes. But outside of that, I thought that's about as well as Tennessee can play.
Proud of them. I couldn't be more proud of that basketball team than for the way they played today. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Let's get in the mix and in the hum with our next caller. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Hey, welcome in.
This is Mark from Maryville, formerly, but now I'm Mark from the nation's capital, moved up to D.C. How you doing?
Mark, great to have you. What is it like in the nation's capital today? And I hope
I'm here with my oldest brother and our couple, two of our friends, and watching these baller balls play today. You know, I woke up this morning. We got about 2 feet of snow on the ground. It's still coming down. And, you know, we turned on the game, and I couldn't be more proud. I agree with everything you said. The boys came out and they showed up. They could play with some of the top teams in the league as well as the country. It's a great week for the Vols, the three Vols coming back on the football team.
Yep.
And this win just sealed the deal.
That is wonderful, Mark, and you've really a tremendous surprise hearing from you here. I'll say this. It has been a great week. It really has been. Not only that, when you start talking about what's happening football-wise, basketball-wise, that signing class is now looking a lot better as ESPN's weighing in, and they're classifying these guys for people like me that need some appeasement as four-star players. What I see from Tennessee, though, Mark, basketball-wise, is I see some guys developing, and that bodes well for the future. I'm going to tell you something, Hatfield. This Schofield guy, as he's going to this year, he's going to come and go. All freshmen do it. When he's got a mean streak about him, this guy is going to be a real leader in time, Mark. There was a lot of great that happened in that game today.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. And only as long as we keep shooting, you know, the only thought is Hatfield will agree with me on this. He who shall not be named gives up that foul when it was kind of getting questionable. I think South Carolina was 8 points away at the time, and he gave up that just stupid foul. But, I mean, other than that, I can't complain. Slow start, but we didn't let him get ahead too much in the beginning.
No, the only mystifying thing about today is, and it continues to be, is Armani Moore earlier in the year went from all-league status to right now you got to start thinking long and hard about taking his minutes from him. Because he's really a liability on the floor. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It is, brother. But I know you probably got the
thank you, brother. Hey, in Washington today, be cool. And whatever you do, man, don't go around. Don't go out driving into stuff. Don't try and be a hero. 2 feet of snow is nothing to play with.
Oh, yeah. No car up here, Tony. You got to worry about that.
You're a good man. Take care, brother.
You too, buddy.
In the nation's capital. Hatfield, how would you like to be in the middle of that? My brother in southeastern Pennsylvania told me today that he's got a 5-foot snowdrift outside of his door. He can't even open his door right now.
See, that was the funny thing, Tony. For the two winters I lived in New York were two of the mildest winters in the last 75 years up there. The first winter I lived up there, the coldest day the entire winter was Thanksgiving Day.
Wow. Let's go to the phones. You must have been in the middle of El Nino. Let's get our next call in. 865-200-5402. My name's Tony Basilio. This is your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. As soon as it's over here, we get right on, we talk about it, and we break it down scientifically. And I remind you today that Punter had 36. He was 8 of 16 from the field. He was 6 of 11 from three-point range. And 14 of 15 from the foul line was KP today. Had a board, had an assist. Hubs today, as we talk about how he was dialed in, Hubs had 12 points in the game. He was 2 of 8 from the field. He only shot 1 3, which is what he should be doing. He shouldn't be shooting threes. It's not his game. 8 of 8 from the line. He was aggressive and he got to the line. And Keith, that number, when he gets to the line 8 times or attempts 8 foul shots, that's a very good sign for this team. What do you think got into Hubs where he was so aggressive? At one point, he was trying to posterize somebody.
Well, I think it's a situation where he's in a position where he realizes he's a 15-foot and in player now. He realizes that his offense has got to be there. He can make the open three off a rotation if we get the ball inside and kind of get the defense scrambling, but he's not a guy. He's not like Mostella and Punter and Balkman to an extent where he's just a pure catch-and-shoot guy. So, I mean, he's got to make his offense from 15 feet in. If he would improve his ball handling, he'd be a real tough guy for point – for especially power forwards to cover. I mean, he's just got to get better. I mean, at the Division I level, you can't dribble the ball off your foot three times in the same game. I mean, you can't be doing that.
Nothing
I think the
work.
Key today, Tony, was that I showed up at the arena with two good luck charms. And I think the key to that is, you know, I'm not going to reveal what was going on because my boy Calipari might have them banned from the building next game should they show up for the Kentucky game. But I'm just saying that I think Barnes and I have hit on something. I think he found a rotation today, and I think I found how we handle business now.
I've seen pictures, I've seen pictures of your rotation. Armani Moore today had 5 turnovers, and I'm not belaboring the point, Keith. What was he doing a couple times trying to dribble between defenders out top, handling the basketball? I mean, I don't want to put it like this because I don't want it to sound this way. Guy, he looks almost lost.
Well, the turnovers in the last 4 minutes that he and Balkman had were just atrocious. I mean, Devin Balkman made 2 of the worst passes you'll ever see somebody outside of 6-year-old junior pro basketball make. I mean, he tried to throw a completely cross-court diagonal pass about 60 feet through 3 defenders. Chances are, unless somebody, you've got a sniper up in the stands picking their defenders off, that pass is never getting there.
Like a lot of athletes, when they're going bad, Keith, and you can see it, Armani Moore is playing too fast right now.
Well,
I don't know how you get that, because he was going to be a point guard. You know, I compare him to Dane Bradshaw, who did the game today. You know, Dane was going to be a point guard. Dane couldn't play point guard. It wasn't his deal.
Well, he said it today on the telecast. Well, yeah. Well, what happened with Dane was, though, he never had a run where he's suddenly scoring 20 points a game and everything, and never deluded himself into thinking he was a great offensive player. I think part of it is that Armani had those games early in the year and a couple towards the end of last year where he goes out and gets 20 or so, and he suddenly starts thinking, hey, I'm a scorer. I mean, the charge at the end of the game is completely inexcusable.
I mean, you just can't do that. You're trying to close a game out. You just...
Right.
I don't know. It's mystifying. It's mystifying because he's the one guy that's regressed.
Right.
Whereas a lot of guys have gotten better. And, you know, I'm not going to put anything on him, but, man, if he had just stayed the same or gotten a little better, we'd have a couple more wins right now. It'd be a little bit of a different season. Not a totally different season, but a little different.
All right. But two things today, the two positives I take out today that might get lost a little bit was how good Kyle Alexander was. And I know I've beaten the point about having a coach with that resume and that gravitas today, Tony. Put it this way. When's the last time you saw a coach completely berating an official right in the official's face and all the official does is warn him? Is issue a bench warning. I put it this way, if that's either of our last two, actually, if that's probably any coach we've had since Ray Mears, that's a technical foul.
865-200-5402. Donnie Tindall told us on In the Paint a couple weeks ago, I think he's only had 5 or 6 technicals in his whole career. Some of these guys try and get them, some don't. Rick Barnes definitely today was in somebody's face. Disgrace.
Doug Thurman, who was doing the game today, if anybody ever wonders why I fall on the pro-choice side of the debate, Doug Thurman is a good example of why I did.
Let's go to the phones. Go to our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, man, that coming in beep was perfect. You said today Rick Barnes is in somebody's beep on my end. That was pretty cool.
There you go.
Got to beep at the right time. Yeah. Hey, man, the thing about it's Brian, by the way. Thing about Armani Moore, you know, man, he's one of my boys, one of the ones that we hang out with, and he comes over, the family, and talks, yada, yada. I'll tell you what, all the preseason push, you guys may have noticed, you'll notice if you notice the pregame or look back and in the early, postseason papers, they were putting him out, man. He was the man. He was the guy. Not much Kevin Punter talk going on there. KP is going to be We're going to look back one day and say, my goodness, was Kevin Punter not a special volunteer? I'll give one thing, Damani. I have to agree. By the way, you've done everything that said God bless his heart, Tony. So go ahead and say God bless him to cover your bases. Cause yeah, he had a God bless his heart kind of day. But that big steal there with about 3 minutes to go, was still big. But Armani definitely has lost his offensive game. But yeah, you need to say God bless him.
It's really something. What do you think's going on with him? Why do you think he's fighting himself the way that he is? Cause we kind of need him, man. If, we're going to sneak into the NIT here on the back end.
Well, he's never been an offensive player. And again, we'll have him, not to toot horns, but just so you know, we'll have him for dinner in a couple of weeks. It's not like I'm going to stray away from saying this. He's never been much of an offensive threat. We know that, but they pushed him. He was the guy on the front covers. He was the one they were taking pictures of holding the ball. He's, you nailed it a while ago, Hatfield. He scored those early few games against some of our non-conference opponents where he had some scoring out there. Felt like that was his thing. Tony, you know, you said how fast he was and with the rush. Think about this. Go back and watch even the layups he hits. Does he not go in there 100 miles an hour and you got to pray his layup doesn't spin out? I stay on him about that. He flies, which we love, but get a little bit of composure before you get to the rim. He has a hard time of dialing back.
But his game, where he's at his best is when he uses his athleticism. Blend in a little bit offensively.
Yep.
Allow yourself to get some garbage points because you can jump higher than people. Block shots. Why do they have him, just tactically speaking, Keith, today, why was he touching the ball so far from the basket? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, a couple of the instances where he got in trouble like that were when Punter's out of the game, and I think it's obvious, given that he's now yo-yoing him in and out of the game, I think it's pretty obvious that Coach Barnes is more than a little bit miffed at Shambari Phillips right now. So once you take him out of the equation, I mean, we saw what happened when you try to let Devin Balkman handle the ball against pressure. So it's not, this thing just doesn't, I mean, honestly, Kevin Punter can't dribble with his left hand. I mean, our ball handling options are limited to about no good ones.
What about this recruiting class coming in?
Ton of guards in it.
We got some pretty good, finally, for this year to be so lame, next year's looking good, huh?
Ton of guards in it. Yeah.
Oh, no, there's a pretty good argument that we'll have three guys who are more suited to play the point on the roster next year than any we have right now. I mean, you'll have Quay Parker can play the point. Josh Bone is a point, or Jordan Bone is a point guard. And I think that's kind of how they envision the guy who's sitting out this year. So I think that's kind of where you're at.
I don't like guys that take forever, so I'm out. Love you, brother.
Thank you, Bri. Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Actually, real true point guards, Keith, is what they're asking me out there in cyberspace. Real true point guards?
Bone is. The other two guys are combo guys. But there's a difference. I mean, you can look at combo guys. I mean, Punter's a combo guy who tilts towards being two. I mean, Clay Parker is two. Bone's a true point, and the guy sitting out, I think, tilts more towards being a one. So I think Lamonte Turner tilts more towards being a one, so I think you're in pretty good shape at that position. Better than we've been in a long time.
A great friend of mine is working with and coaching Bone in the Mid-State. I'm going to bring him on at some point. Maybe we'll get him on one of these post-game shows and break it down with us. I want to remind you today, ladies and gentlemen, portions of today's program presented by our friends at Smart Way, and you're invited to see why Smart Way is so different. Tremendously smart payment solutions, 7 distinct advantages for you. Anything you need for your home, from front door to back door, you name it, they've got it. I'm talking about furniture, appliances, electronics, you name it, they've got it for you at Smart Way. But here are 7 distinct advantages to Smart Way, okay? And they've got a smart payment solution that has 7 distinct advantages. And I've already told you, you can set how much you pay, when you want to pay it at Smart Way. Simple approval process. Locally owned and operated. Know that. 2% in-store cash credit. Know that. Loyalty rewards. Believe. No credit checks, 120-day same as cash every day. And you choose the payment plan you want to use, whether it's Genius, Smart, or convenient pricing, every single day, the way SmartWay does things. 8416 Kingston Pike. Thank you, SmartWay, for sponsoring portions of today's festivities. Back to the phones. 865-200-5402. Let's go back to our busy phones. Get our next call in again. 865-200-5402. Tennessee victorious today over South Carolina. 78-69. The Vols knock off a top 25 team. Now, how high of a top 25 team South Carolina is, I really don't know. I don't think they're one of the three best teams in the league, despite what their record says. Keith, are you going to go there with me before we go back to the phones? I don't think they're one of the three best teams in the league.
No, I mean, right now, as it is, I mean, as far as how teams are playing, I think three best teams in the league right now are Texas A&M, LSU, and Vanderbilt. Now, granted, Kentucky looked good at Arkansas tonight, the other night, and I think you'll get a pretty good gauge of if they're back on track as they get Vanderbilt at Rupp today. And I think that's a game
that's a nice game.
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty nice. That game's going to have some fairly serious implications for both teams,
that's
and
awesome.
Even more so for Vanderbilt because, I mean, they're playing for their NCAA lives, and they get that one, that puts them in a position where they play decent the rest of the year. They're in. I mean, as we said the other night, after they played us, I think they're going to win enough to get in anyway.
Tip time on that? Tip time?
I want to say 4:00. I didn't really check the schedule too closely today, Tony, because I was a little busy yesterday, but I think that's a 4:00. Sometimes it's mid-afternoon. It's not a night game, I know.
I'll take it up. Let's go back to the phones. Snowmageddon edition here of your SmartWay Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
What's up, Rod?
Hey, Bro. Welcome in, man.
Hey, so big win today. I will say, I'll start it, and I'll just start the train down the track. That's the worst one-loss basketball team this late in the season I have ever seen in my life. They're so bad. They'll get knocked out in the first round of the SEC tournament no matter what their seed is. They're terrible.
I don't know if they're terrible. Notice is a nice player. They've got a couple nice young players. But on a day like today where they're not shooting it the way they can.
Because Thornwell played terrible for them today.
Yeah, they didn't have it today. Keith was right. They got their win earlier in the week, and really it was a game they shouldn't have won. If Ole Miss's key player stays healthy,
Moody, that
game's over.
Hey, Keith, am I right? I looked something up today and I found it to be interesting. Isn't there only, at this point in the season, five teams in the SEC with 12 wins or more?
I think that's right.
Cool. Conference is really down this year. But I'm going to be positive. I really thought I saw some great things out there tonight. I've been saying it for 3 weeks now. Every time Armani Moore's in the game, Admiral Schofield steals his ability. It's almost like he's lost his thunder because he sees a guy doing it better than him. Maybe that's it, guys. You're looking for answers. Maybe that's it. He looks at this kid. He's like, he's already better than me at everything I do. But he's still having a good season. I mean, I heard he was fifth in the conference in blocks, which is just unbelievable because he's 6'4". He's 7th or 8th in the conference in assists or in rebounding and like 11th in assists. That's a good season. But he has really fallen off, and it's a shame because he's one of my favorite players on this team. And, Tony, you hit the nail on the head, man. Kevin Punter, whatever you do, Tennessee fan, if you're listening, just go buy a ticket and watch that kid play basketball because you're not going to see a guy who scores the ball like that around here for a long time. Am I right, Keith? It's been a while since, like, Lofton-esque type scoring happened here.
Oh, yeah, I mean, certainly. I mean, as great a year as Josh had scoring last year, I mean, it's nothing like what Punter's doing right now.
Is that the best scoring performance we've had at Tennessee in 10 or 15 years?
I mean, the last guy that put up numbers like this consistently, I mean, maybe Lofton's sophomore year. I mean, you're probably actually, especially when you adjust for tempo, kind of the difference in how Tennessee played Pearl's first couple of years, mm-hmm. and how this team, I mean, this team plays quick, but I mean, it's a different kind of quick and up and down and everything. I mean, you're probably looking back to Allen Houston. I mean, because nobody, even on the good teams that O'Neal put together that Jed coached, you didn't have anybody scoring that. I mean, those teams were far more balanced. You didn't have anybody going out and getting 30 or so. I mean, it's almost a surprise now the nights that punter doesn't get 25.
Is he a first teamer, Keith? What is his spot right now in this league? The all-league team comes out at the end of the year.
We're still doing that bizarre positionless 10-man team, right?
Oh, you like that? You like the bizarre positionless 10-man team?
Well, no, I'm not saying I necessarily like it, but that's still how they're doing it, right?
I think okay, that works for me.
Because if it's point guard, he's not the best point guard in the league, right, Keith?
No, because, I mean, I think that's Tyler Ulis. But, I mean, if you're just doing it by position, right. But there's, put it this way, there's no way he's not an all-league player.
There's no way.
Josh wasn't the best, quote, point guard in the league last year, but there was no way you could deny him.
Yeah. I've taken up too much time. Tony, thank you so much for doing this after the game. I mean, just love it, man. It's so great.
Love it, man. Saturday, guys. Spread the word. Spread the word, Thunderbird. What's the price? 4D twice. 865-200-5402. And let's get back to our next phone. Let's get our next call in. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Egg Beater Bowl is on right now. Hatfield, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. How much would I have to pay you to go to that?
That's not a great one, right? That's not a great one. Now, in a couple of years, Allen gets his guys in there. Andy gets his guy, gets some more guys in. That's a guy that does, I think in our league doesn't get proper credit.
Gosh.
I mean, the one thing that Andy shows, if you look at how great what he's done at Ole Miss, shows how great Rob Evans was. Rob Evans did the most underrated coaching job in the history of this conference.
Agreed. And he left for that graveyard at Arizona State, right?
Yeah, he went out there, and that place will kill your career. That's why I'm still a bit shocked that Bobby Hurley took that job.
It makes no sense. I mean, that...
Well, I mean, but if you can say, the thing is, though, if you can succeed there, and that's I certainly don't think that Bobby Hurley intends that to be his last stop. If you win at Arizona State, man, you can write your own ticket. You'll be the first one.
Back to the phones we go. Next call in. On your smart way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee basketball overtime. Tennessee victorious today in a result that's not tremendously shocking, but it's an upset, and it warms us up on a cold day here in East Tennessee. Let's get our next call in.
And them being ranked means that'll be all over Sports Center all night long.
Doesn't hurt. Let's get our next call in. And a lot of the games in the Northeast have been moved, so there really isn't a tremendous amount of basketball action today because of that. So there will be fewer highlights, no bowl games, no NFL playoffs. This thing will get some play across the country. Next call. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome in.
It's Doc.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I'll tell you, you've been talking about a lot of this. Things I was going to call in about. First of all, Kevin Punter. Just love what's this about. Like, I was reading an article during the game. They had his average of 22.6, and I think that average is going up. It's obviously going up after 36 today. He's on schedule to score 1,000 points. Over 1,000 points in 2 years. And they listed how many times that had been accomplished. I mean, he was like the second best, the third best in a bunch of categories. His average right now at 22.6, I think, finished him like ninth in history. There was something else he was second at if it continued on and on and on and on. I mean, and last year only averaged 10.5 points a game. So most of this is coming right now. Still a lot of basketball to be played.
Think about this. I mean, this is a guy creating. He's creating offense himself with no front line.
Yeah, if he was a two guard and somebody sitting
and
there,
he has no, yeah, he has not. He really has nothing around. I mean, think about that. Think about that.
If we had a point guard and he was playing two, he might be averaging 35 a game. Of course, I know he gets a lot of points, but driving, getting a foul, or if he's playing the two, he might not do as much of that because he'd be getting set up maybe for more open shots. But, hey, he might hit a lot more threes. When the second half started, he was just freaking unconscious for about 5 minutes span there and just shot the lead out basically to win the game. I just love watching play. I mean, if the NBA don't draft this kid, regardless of him being a 4-year senior, if he can't play tiny for your 76ers, they're beyond help.
Don, are you ripping my Sixers?
Well, you know, I'm just mimicking you.
Jordy Mack couldn't make my Sixers for some reason, and I can't figure
out. I know.
Maybe they were afraid he was going to help him win too many games.
Yeah, you know, might mess up their draft choice or something.
There you go.
They, you know, and Jordy Mack was a really, really good player, and I don't know why he can't make the team. I certainly never understood, and I know what the knock is, his height and his quickness. But I see too many statues out there to believe that Chris Lofton couldn't have played in the NBA. And if it, as you Boston said, if he was J.J. Redick, in the sense that a three-point shooter from Duke, he'd have been making big money for the last several years.
Don, I'm not going to let that pass, Don. J.J. Redick is a starter on a 60-win NBA team. Chris Lofton doesn't remotely approach that. Now, let's not get completely out over our skis.
Well, I guess I just haven't been that impressed with him over the years. But I don't follow the NBA, so I will acquiesce to your opinion, Keith, because I'm not an NBA fan. But there's just a lot, as Tony said, you know, it's in the Blue Bloods. I think that some people get chances or the benefit of the doubt.
That's absolutely true. Oh, there's no doubt. That's why you see it. You saw those big stiffs from Carolina like Serge Zwicker,
exactly right,
and Joe Wolf on the end of NBA benches for forever.
For 10, 12,
right.
14
and that's
years.
What Josh Harrelson. Josh Harrelson got some NBA money. Josh Harrelson has an NBA championship ring.
Hey, no offense to Ernie Grunfeld, but he has been over some dumpster fire NBA basketball teams. In fact, more than not. Why doesn't he sign Chris Lofton and let him play in the NBA for a couple months? What would the harm in that be? Okay, enough out of that. See, Kentucky people take care of their own. And Carolina people take care of their own.
Kansas people take
Kansas,
care of their
and
own.
And that is a fact. Now, that right there is fact. Why won't Ernie take care of his own? Well, nobody asked that. But go ahead,
You think Carolina guys don't try to take care of themselves? Michael Jordan wanted to trade Tony Kukoc for Walter Davis at the end of his career.
Marron.
You've got to get Jerry Krause to do that.
The other thing that you guys touched on a lot, and I was going to call in about, you know, I love Armani, but my gosh, how many years do you have to play not to charge? I mean, all of his charges today were freaking, I mean, all of his fouls were freaking charges when there was no reason, especially that last one. And what was that pass he tried in the last couple of minutes that got picked off? I'm like, you know, we had a break going and he throws the ball right to him.
Yeah, he's lost in space. The two turnovers Keith talked about, the Bachman deal.
We threw another terrible pass that bounced off them that Mostella picked up and ran in for a dunk on that was an awful pass.
Don, thank
you. It was just so bad it hit him in the, it hit Dwayne Notice in the shin.
Don, thank you. I'm proud of you, Don. I'm proud of you. He didn't want to know why.
I took Don's gimmick and dumped all over Doug's sermons earlier. I think I may have stolen Don's thunder on that.
He didn't rip the refs.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, that was not terribly important.
You think
Doug Sermons is doing a game, I assume it's going to be garbage.
Don, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
That's easy to give him a pass when you win.
865-200-5402. Tennessee with a couple of victories. Oh, no. Tennessee with one to build on here with South Carolina. That was a difficult week. Vanderbilt and South Carolina to come out of that 1-1. I'll take it. I will take it. Now, just like last week, you had a couple of road games. I'll take 1-1. Hey, if they keep going 1-1 and can throw up 9-10 wins in the league, at this point, I'd take that, wouldn't you?
I think that would be a respectable showing.
Especially when you consider that the league, though not replete with great teams, has a bunch of okay teams in it.
Well, it has a bunch of teams that are similarly situated to Tennessee.
Yes.
The only team in the league I'll be really, really kicked off if Tennessee loses to, out of everybody in the league, will be Missouri, and the game's in Columbia. I mean, they've already kicked off a couple of people. I mean, they beat Auburn by about 30. I mean, they've been in some other games. I mean, they were in the game at South Carolina.
Missouri is dreadful.
I mean, they're bad. They're really bad. I mean, you have to play bad to lose to them. But, I mean, this team has shown it's capable of playing some pretty unimpressive games. But, I mean, that's the only team really in the league. No, I thought Arkansas would be pretty bad, but I mean they've proven to be at least a 500-esque team. So we play them twice. My guess is we'll win the home game, lose the road game. So, but that's certainly, yeah, this team finishing at 500 in the league. Because I mean you look at the other good coaches that have come into the league in the last couple of years, that have come into the league last couple of years, and I don't think any of them certainly had much less talent than what Barnes has. I mean, Bruce loses 20 games at Auburn last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Barnes is doing better than Howland's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Michael White had a lot better play, has a much better situation, mm-hmm. but they're kind of a middling team, and Tennessee beat the doors off them up here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Avery, of the new guys, Avery Johnson's probably the one who's had the most impressive start.
Let's see what the Twitterers are saying right now. Punter and Moore are still our best player from DJ Square. Do you agree with that?
What was that about Moore?
Punter and Moore are still our two best players.
Armani's really got to pick it back up. I mean, other than the fact he still is the one guy that I have faith in will get a rebound at the end of a game when we need it. I mean, you can't throw the ball to the other team in a close game in the last 4 minutes the way he did and then just run over a guy. There's 25 seconds to go on the shot clock with about 3 minutes to go, and you're up eight. Why are you even going towards the basket?
Where's it going? Right.
Well, he's driving towards the basket to throw the ball back out behind the 3-point line. Just throw the ball back out behind the 3-point line.
Burn some clock.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is. I think a lot of it's frustration in that he had those great games early, and now he's scoring 4 or 6 a night, and I think it's kind of gotten to him a little
DJ
bit.
DJ Squared, Keith loves Jimmer and Danny Ainge. He's such a cougar in Mountaineer clothing. Is that true?
Yeah, boy. Actually, that may be my least favorite moment in the NCAA history was when Ainge went in the Omni slalom through Notre Dame. Because Notre Dame getting their guts ripped out should always make me happy, but alas, I couldn't be happy about that.
DJ Squared says, Punter is our Tony White. I think it's a pretty good analogy. I mean, obviously Tony was smaller.
I think that's absolutely
but
kind of what it is.
Yeah, the times, similarity. Tony White was box office. I don't know if the game is up on YouTube where he had 49 against, was it 56 against,
Southwest Louisiana?
No, it was Auburn.
That's right. He had one against Southwest Louisiana and like the Red Lobster Classic that he scored about a zillion too. But I think it was Auburn. He broke the record. He broke Whidbey's record again.
And then the late great Dyron Nix had 49 against UT Chattanooga. It was 51. Thank you. Okay. And then the late great Tony White. The late great Dyron Nix had 49. And then he said in the post game press conference, he said, "Oh, don't worry. I'll get over 50 several times this year. I still love me some Dyron Nix. God, he was beautiful." Let's go back to the phone.
One of our regular listeners, Mr. Eisenberg, stopped by and we were talking with him about today. You know something you missed? That Punter doesn't have a true sidekick in that we met pretty much every night, Punter and somebody combined for 40 to 50 points. But we never know who it's going to be.
Who's the two? That's right.
And a lot of times we don't figure out till it's too late, and we've already dug a hole who the other hot hand is. That's the problem. I think that's one of the problems I think with this team. Other than
the fact they're not very good defensively and they don't have any size.
Barring that, I think they're great.
I mean, it's as if there's never, you just can't say, I mean, most, on almost every team, good or bad, you've got two guys you can say, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to get out of those two.
Couple callers back, Lone Nut says, Roberto said, score the ball on his call to Basilio to show his unending Konzo fandom. I did catch a score the ball. Generally, I ignore that. There have been some phrases that have made their way into the lexicon of love these days, and score the ball is one that you'll never hear emanate out of my mouth. Let's go over to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Well, on my University of Tennessee, Phil E.T.R. Watch, that is the way to play basketball. Keith, you're bringing it to the table today.
Are you proud of him, Luke?
I am proud of Keith. He's turned it around. He's going the right way now.
If I've got Luke's endorsement, I feel pretty good about my Saturday then.
Yeah, you're doing good. Good analysis. Tony, Ronnie
that.
Whidbey. Ron Whidbey, he scored 50 points. The old Fulton High Falcon. I forgot who it is. I think probably against, I don't know what team it was against, but he got 50 one night.
Probably Temple.
Could have been. Yeah, we beat him 6-2. I think we won that game 6-2. Billy Justice. He's the one that scored that one. And that's only 2 points he scored that night.
Mears told me one time we were talking. And I was sitting there with Ray Mears, and we were eating down Cumberland Avenue, and he looks over at me, and he goes, "So you like Temple, do you?" And I said, "Yeah, I love Temple coaching." He goes, "Well, they pissed me off. They pissed me off when they came in, and they held the ball. They held the ball." Apparently, that was the worst game of all time, people say. Vol Classic, like was it 4-2 at halftime or something?
I don't remember, but it was close, and I know Justice, he only shot the ball one time in the second, right at the end of the game. He scored those 2 points to win the game.
He passed me off. That's what I love Coach
hey,
Mears.
Hey, Tony, you need to call Ernie Grunfeld and interview him next week.
And ask him why is, with all your...
Yeah.
Where is he now, Keith? Where is
he? He's running the Wizards.
And how are they? Are they a threat to go all? They were pretty good last year in the playoffs.
They're pretty good. They're struggling a little bit this year, but I mean, Grant. I mean, they're a team that I put it this way: if I've got that team in the Eastern Conference, I'm not doing anybody any favors because I can probably at least if I get the ship right and get everybody healthy, I can at least win a round of the playoffs with that team. But some of the teams he had early on in Washington, some of the teams he had late in his tenure in Milwaukee, yeah, I probably could have done some people some favors. You know, he may have drafted Hayslip.
He did. He wasted a first-round pick on Slip.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think he may that may be your answer as to why he's not doing Tennessee any favors, Tony. Because as far as first-round picks work out, Marcus Hayslip's pretty well down the list of contributing first-round picks in NBA history.
That's sad. Anything else?
Like the money in Europe.
Anything else for us today, Lukey?
Tony, it's going to be Denver 45 and New England 17.
Lukey, how long till we're in the Final Four here in basketball?
In 2 years. 2 years.
And what's the final score going to be on tomorrow again in that Denver game?
45-17. 45-17.
And the football team, how long do we win a championship?
It's going to be 2 years for that too. 2 years.
2 years and a national championship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're my main man. I love you. Thank you, Lukey.
Hey.
Stay off the road today, Luke. It's slippery out there.
If Tennessee won a football national championship and went to the Final Four in the same year, this city would crumble to the ground.
It'd be so fun. As I remind you, the Garza Law Firm, ladies and gentlemen, is a proud sponsor of what we're doing. If you're arrested for DUI, there's good news. You do not have to plead guilty. You say Garza, and we encourage you. Marcos Garza does it all, from DUI defense to sex crimes, theft crimes, criminal defense, personal injury, underage, drunk driving, drug crimes, domestic violence, internet crimes, white-collar crimes, misdemeanors. Before you say guilty, you say Garza. TNCriminalLaw.com online, TNCriminalLaw.com. And Hatfield, on the way, not the way out, we got lines are jammed. You're presented today by?
Our friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville, next to the historic Tennessee Theater.
Back to the phones we go. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. It is the Smart Way, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Welcome in.
Tony, it's CK Bogey.
Hey, brother, welcome in.
How's it going today?
Blessed to be here. Thank you.
I appreciate your time as well. You guys put on a good show. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
So go ahead. That's how we do this. So what's up?
I certainly enjoyed the game today, and I got to agree with you on what you're saying about Moore. He does seem to have a problem, but here's the thing about that Moore brings to that team. If he could just be regulated, or if he could just concentrate on garbage buckets, I think everything else he does is huge. He's a rebounder. He's a defender, probably one of the best on the team. So you got to have him in there. He might be the second best player on that team for that reason. But when it comes to scoring, he's not really one that you can count on for consistency. I really like how Mostella has matured through the year, and he and Bachman at any given point, and Hubs, either one of those guys are going to bring some points to the game usually. So I like Moore. I like what he does. I just hope that he would not try to be involved in the offense as much as he is.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about the last several games where he struggled is, for some reason, they have him touching the ball way too far from the basket.
Well, he's not a he can't
he's not a guard.
The ball that well.
He's not a guard.
No.
He's not a guard.
What's wrong with Phillips? What, is there a reason why he's in the doghouse? I mean, he came in within 5 seconds. He put up a shot, of course, but is there a reason why he's not playing as much?
He throws the ball away every third time he touches it.
Yeah, he is right now a little bit of a human turnover.
Well, the team is what it is. I mean, you're only going to get what you can out of it. I'm confident that Barnes is going to do that. You know, you talk about Chris Lofton, and I love Chris as much as anybody. You know, he was just an incredible player here at Tennessee. Thing about Chris in the NBA, he cannot play defense in the NBA. And one of the wrong conclusions people draw from watching an NBA basketball game is they don't play defense. They play defense so well that you don't even realize how good they're playing defense. You have to be an exceptional defensive player to play in that league. And Chris is just too slow. He cannot keep up with a guard. He could not guard anybody.
But the point is, I'm not asking him to play 20 minutes a night. I'm asking Ernie Grunfeld to put him on the end of his bench. That's what they do for the Kentucky players that go there. That's how they honor their own. And North Carolina and Duke. Duke has so many damn scrubs in the league. If you go back and you look it up, and then we'll
Dante Jones played almost a decade.
Thank you. Mark Pope on a rope at Kentucky played in the NBA like 12 years. Okay? Pope on the rope. Are you kidding me? Now come on. Listen to what you're saying. You're telling me.
I think Josh Harrelson's still my favorite, though. The fact Josh Harrelson has an NBA championship ring. Now, granted, who runs the Miami Heat? One of Kentucky's most celebrated basketball graduates, Pat Riley.
One of the rump ruts.
Runts.
We had the ruts. They had the runts. We had the runs, and they had the runts.
I would love to see Chris in there. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that he shouldn't get his at least a shot to play for somebody, bench warm something, come in, clean up duty, what have you. He's a great shooter. I'd love to see it, and I agree with you on that. I'm just saying, you know, people I think wondered why he didn't make the NBA coming out of college. Well, that's why. He just, you know, unfortunately for him, he's a few inches too short and a step too slow. But I love Chris. Yeah, I mean, I love the guy.
Bogota, thank you. I saw where Lindsey Vonn today set a record in a race that she won. You're a big Tiger Woods sheep. And Lindsey Vonn is not.
Well, here's the thing, though, Tony. He brought her back up to.
That's what he did. It's one of the things
world
he did.
World classism.
That's one of the things he did. Thank you. Good talking to you. Keith, before today, the highest point total before we saw today and the great day that Punter had, which is 36, the last ball to score in that range, this gentleman put 38 up in 2003. He played for my man. What was his name? What was the game?
Is it Scooter McFadden against somebody?
No. It was one of my all-time favorite players. He's another guy that if he would have played at Kentucky or North Carolina, would have played in some, it would have been on somebody's bench somewhere. He was mean. He was nasty. He was.
Yarbrough.
Who? Mean and nasty.
All those years under Peterson are all the same damn thing to me.
How about your boy, Ron Slay? 38 against New Mexico. Great player.
See, actually, I think Slay would have played in the NBA if he could ever pass an NBA physical. I mean, I was told by people who should know that he failed about 5 physicals because of his knee.
Back to the phones we go.
Oh, and Tony, by the way, I noticed as I was looking at your Twitter, at the inbox on TonyBasilio.com, DJ Squared probably needs to know that I haven't lived in Campbell County for almost 20 years.
Back to the phones we go. Keith, don't let the personal hate. Don't let people get under your skin.
They get under my skin. I thought it was a reason. He was asking what I thought was a reasonable
question. Be proud of who you are. You're from Campbell County, bro.
I wasn't saying any otherwise.
Well, don't hate.
And I always say Buffalo Trace over Woodford Reserve and not anymore to his other question. I always try to answer everybody's questions, Tony.
You don't let these folks drag you in.
They're not dragging me in, Tony. I voluntarily answered those. It's not as if I felt baited into answering them.
865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in as Tennessee is victorious today. If you want to get in, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Smartway, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hello to our next caller.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's MP.
Hey, MP. Welcome in, brother.
Hey, first of all, what the Mr. Bradshaw on the color there today?
Yeah.
You basically say you got to be, like, ultra-critical of your alma mater. I mean, I thought I was listening to him talk about South Carolina. I thought I was watching us play Duke with Vitale on the call. It's like the second time he's been that way this year. I mean, my God.
I think that's dumb for the SEC network. I'd never have Dane do
that.
One of our games. I'd never have Tony Delt do a Kentucky game.
Damien
Fishback wouldn't do Auburn. That's a no-win situation, I think.
And I think those guys, it's probably like coaching your own kid. You're going to be harder on your son than you are anybody else. I think Dane does a very good job. I think he's excellent in the studio.
He's trying too hard, Tony, in my opinion.
Just
like when he does UT games, trying too hard to.
Well,
be
that's the deal, and that's what he's saying. You shouldn't do your own team's games.
Yeah, you don't put people in that position because then they're going to try to bend over backwards so much to be objective that they end up going the other way. I think that's just a natural. I think that's just human nature.
Keith, this South Carolina team reminds me of that team they had in 03-04. I think that team started 18-2. And ended up 500 in the league, and they lost. They were a 10 seed, I believe, and they lost the first round. I really think Roberto's right. I think that's one of the worst one-loss teams, you know, that I've ever seen. They're not a bad team by any stretch, but they just don't. They just don't seem to have it to me.
You see one loss on a team's record in late January. I mean, you expect to see one of a powerhouse. You expect to see something like